All right.
Always thinking.
You heard
Let's
it
call
here.
This
You're always thinking.
To order
I love it.
At 11:02, the joint meeting of the county commissioners and the city of Grants Pass. In attendance is Vice Chair Commissioner Fowler, Commissioner DeYoung, Mayor
no
Lindsay.
No chair, no hair, Commissioner DeYoung.
That's mad.
Hey,
that's
no hair has a double meaning, too.
That's gonna be my new campaign sign. Vote for no hair, no chair, Commissioner Diaz. Position number two. And it's on the record.
And it's on the record.
Write that down.
You said it first.
My goodness.
And City Manager Aaron Kubik to finish off the foursome in case we play golf later.
Yes.
How are you guys doing?
Doing good.
You know, I'm a little sore. I went and played soccer with the people who were in shape last night.
Oh, you did?
I did. On the new turf field.
Oh, how
yeah,
was it?
Which I want to make sure we can get the lights on when we get towards the end of the
did
season. Remember, it gets dark.
I have it on my app, so you
okay.
know someone that can turn them on.
I do know someone. If I just
There's
get
quite
hold
a
of
controversy
it.
Or quite a question about the rubber versus the corn husks or whatever
or
it is.
Yeah.
The corkinet. Cork and coconut.
Yeah.
Corkinet or whatever they call it. Anyway, And I was told, there's one lady, she said that on a rubber field, the temperature at head height on a 100-degree day is 145 degrees. And I cannot imagine that. And I told the guy that came into Mr. Hunter, is the one that's been pushing this, I said, it's going to be 100 tomorrow. You go up because they're practicing on the field in front of the brand new field with fresh rubber on it. I want to know what the thermometer reading is at head height. And he never called me back. So I don't know whether that's documented or just, I think it's 145. I've been in a 145 degree engine room. It's brutal. Well, your lungs almost will not let air come in. It'll, you better get
steal it from you.
Yeah.
Well, and I think if you talk to the companies that manufacture it, they have tests that go on all day long that say, no, it doesn't do that. But if you talk to the people who are trying to advocate for change.
Which advocate you're talking to.
Yeah, exactly.
They're using, shall we say, fake information?
Right. Or
belief information?
Just a predisposed outcome when they go into the testing phase.
It is warm on the turf fields. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's like that. There is.
You've got the most experience. Yeah, tell
That's
us.
That's what I'm saying.
Providence Field, where the Timbers play, formerly Joe Wynn Field, they actually just put in a new turf just like a month ago, and they started playing on it. Now, they put in crumb rubber that was green to help with the heat, because the black actually does create more heat.
And they can put a little sealant over it, too, I hear. Each little crumb gets a little something,
yeah,
and that keeps it from absorbing and keeping the heat or something.
Yeah, so they've actually... up their field. Now, a grass field's ideal, but the turf is hot. The black turf is definitely hot, but I don't know about the 140.
Have you ever seen a shoe come apart on one of the kids' teams?
Shoes come apart?
Because they've melted?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've seen the internet ads.
The adhesive in the bottom of the shoe on melted because my son was out on the field too long.
I was pouring water in his shoes.
I had to pour water in his shoes during the break. They called him in every 10 minutes, and I poured water in his shoes, and he had his shoes still melted to the turf.
And I've played in the summertime at LA Galaxy, where I got my national license, and it was brutal, but it was not, 140, and my shoes weren't falling apart.
Right.
But it does get warm.
Just information gathering.
Well, one of the things that could compare it to is Las Vegas on a July day, walking on the tarmac. It does get a little soft, but do their shoes melt? No.
Right. And that's black asphalt or
that's
concrete.
Black asphalt or dark concrete.
Yeah.
Well, there's just so much information out there, but it's not going to be our decision. It's Love Abounds' decision on the field out
yes.
at the fairgrounds. So, mm-hmm. I was just curious more than anything else.
Information. Well, I played on it last night. It was 85 degrees, and I didn't even notice any extra warmth.
Okay.
It wasn't bad at all at 85.
Okay.
And that's still pretty hot.
And actually, if you really wanted to get down to it, you probably, if it's a 100-degree day out, you probably shouldn't be playing anyway
right.
if you got any kind. Because I know when I was in the service down in San Diego, when it reached 87 degrees or something, they put up a black flag, and it was called No March, No Physical Drill.
Mm.
And that was
right.
it, because just for that reason, because you're on a tarmac the whole time, And so they did, yeah. They're very aware of it. So it's just an awful.
Well, and there isn't really the groundswell yet. This is the new asbestos that's going to give everybody cancer. Oh, yeah. You know, there's none of that. And they're still putting it in.
There was a lady, I think she said she was a doctor, that came before the council complaining about the chemicals in the
rubber itself. Mm-hmm. I think she said there was 9 goalies or something that contracted cancer, and that's an undue amount. But who knows what the rest of their lifestyle was, as far as I'm concerned. You can't blame it on one thing.
No.
You know, I put a, and I won't mention the name, but I put a vinyl roof on one of my buildings. It was white.
Mm-hmm.
And you could get up there, and I thought, oh, this is going to be hotter than a 2-bit pistol. You could lay down on that on a 105-degree day, and it felt cool to the touch.
Yeah.
And we just did a similar roof on our arena out there, and it's in tan, and you could do the same thing. I think it's the product, not the color, that does that. Hmm. But I was amazed. Well, so I don't know if you can.
But
make
you got to bring sunglasses when you get up on that, right?
Well, you got right. UV you're still is still blind enough to flat. But, yeah. But I didn't know if you could make a pellet out of the product and try it.
Oh, out of like something dark, white?
Well, yeah. No, not a white. Like I said, it doesn't seem to be the color that does it. It's the product.
Oh,
that's so partially part of it.
So yeah. I'm saying, if you maybe get a hold of that and say, what do you make that out of? And try pellets on a field and see what it does. I don't know. I'm not gonna fix that. Why should I worry about it? Like,
no.
Can't get my wife's car. I can't remember to put gas in my wife's car during the parade. Who the hell am I to tell them how to fix a football field?
Gas is the last thing on the list.
I did that. I had to be pushed out of the parade.
Really?
Turned the corner going on to 6th Street and it stopped. And my wife says, "Do we need?" She asked me when we left the library, "Does this thing need gas?" "Nah, don't worry about it. Her car." I looked down, it's got a quarter of a tank. Turned the corner, that was it. Lights out. Had to be pushed down to Wells Fargo Bank and hauled off on the rollback. Not bad, horrible. Because my 56 was out of gas at home. So I thought, I'll just go get the Corvette out of the thing. I got the Corvette out. Battery's dead. I'm going back to bed.
Send me some pictures.
Have a nice weekend, everybody. I'm staying home. I didn't want to crack an egg for it wouldn't be cooked. Anyway, go ahead. So, we have an agenda for today. You guys have something on the agenda that you want to bring forward?
Well,
you're half of this team.
I was thinking that our quarterly joint business workshop meetings. Mm-hmm. I've been sort of
are they coming up.
Well, what I'm thinking about is, and see what you guys think, is there are times when, and we've seen that in the past, where there's really nothing important. The last one was okay. I mean, it was really worthwhile because we had information that pertained to both of us, and we could talk about it, and so that was good. But there may be times when there really isn't anything pressing that needs to be done, and why have it?
Can we have an agenda build 2 weeks prior to, so we've got ample time to notice? If we don't have anything on an agenda build, we just don't do it.
That works for me.
2 weeks, 3 weeks?
Maybe between the mayor and the chair. 2 weeks. I know this is an opportunity to do that agenda build as well, but we may not see everything from here.
Yeah.
That is up on that meeting.
Right.
Or possibilities that pop up in between now and then. And they can just solidify anything we'd have written as well. But
we could go to the whiteboard and put up a deal up there at City County issues. Yep. And at any time you pop up with something you think about it, put it up there.
We should too, and our radio should be back up there too. So our radio list should be back up.
I'm going to do the next one.
Okay.
I'm going to do the next one with
Fairgrounds.
Fairgrounds and Veterans wants in on it.
Oh, yeah, they should.
So we'll get two of them on that.
Is Lisa going to be there?
Huh?
Is it Lisa? Or is
Lisa, yeah.
Yeah, Lisa.
Just take your finger away because I'm reading lips and you're not. Really? Would you call me?
Don't do that to Dan.
But yeah, I want to do Lisa and the fairgrounds at the same time because the veterans, we have a veteran spin on the fair.
But have we decided if we're going to sponsor a day or something as a county?
I think we kicked it around. Lisa's going to do one. She's got it in her budget to sponsor a day.
To do one as veterans?
As veterans, out of her budget. Right. I was thinking if we could do one as the county and maybe the city take one day. It's about. Right.
We're thinking of paying for veterans to
get in. Paying for veterans to get in for free.
To get in for free.
Off
free,
that
right.
Uh-huh.
And what's the estimate on that? Wasn't it like 7 to 10,000 or something
a
day?
10 or 11. I'll find out a number for that if you guys want to participate. Yeah. You can pick up a day to say this
you
whole
get the
day
associated
for
advertising
sponsored
it,
by
obviously.
The city of Grants Pass.
So each day is going to be a veteran day?
No,
the whole
fair
is going to be veterans, pointed towards veterans.
But if we can, we'd like to have free veterans on Wednesday paid
by. We'd like to have like Wednesday paid for
Thursday
by the veterans,
yes.
Our veterans division.
Right.
Josephine County is going to take Thursday.
Uh-huh.
City of Grants Pass takes Friday. Maybe we get All Care or somebody takes Saturday. But we figure, you know, that the veteran, he's got his veteran's ID card or DD-214, and he's a veteran. He just shows it and he gets in for free. But that's revenue that we wouldn't be getting at the gate.
Yeah.
So there's a number on that, and we'll figure out exactly what that number is, and we'll get that to you if you want to participate. But also, I think it's going to be almost a wash because that veteran's going to bring his family in.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And the kids are going to get in for nothing, but there is that spouse, and, you know, I'm going to bring my brother-in-law in, and we're going to go see the Lee Greenwood thing or whatever. I think technically it might be a wash. I don't know that. But going into it, it's definitely a cost
mm-hmm.
to do that because we're offsetting revenue at the same time.
Yeah.
But we'll get you that number in case you want to be there. Heck, the mayor, with the mayor's budget, may pick one of those up, right, Derek?
Depends on how the volunteer.
Depends
on how the volunteer appreciation dinner works out.
I heard the mayor's got it in his budget.
Well, if he does, that's
well,
new. Yeah.
He was a previous mayor. He ought to know the story behind that.
Taken out of your salary.
Yeah. The mayor and council gets a budget, but the mayor doesn't get to do anything with it. The council does.
Yeah.
Yep. He maybe has a volunteer appreciation day.
So kick that around.
Well, we're going to have one.
And so you might bring that up in information sharing, then we'll get you a number so that your council knew that we were thinking about it. And if we can only offset 2 days or 3 days, that's still going
to
help.
Yeah, we just may do it anyway just to do it, you know, fair-wide.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to see it go fair-wide because that would...
It would be great if it did.
I would like it to be, we just be able to advertise that veterans get into the fair all this year for free.
Yep.
They may come back multiple days rather than, and it, and we're trying to do whatever we can to bolster our concessionaires out there.
Oh,
you're going to go buy a hamburger, you know, you're going to go buy, get a shaved ice, you know, or something of that sort.
Yeah.
And that's what we're looking towards. We're going to have a parade to be open the fair rather than just us standing up there acting stupid with cowboy hats on. We're going to have a parade, a veterans parade.
I don't have a cowboy.
And
where's the veterans parade? Around the track? Or?
No, it'll be coming right down the Midway. Probably start in Public Works and we'll come right through the Midway.
Okay.
That time or vice versa. And I volunteered my car and there's three other. We're going to put vets in vets.
Oh, boy.
Okay, I like that.
Vets
in
vets.
Do you want me there for that?
What's that?
Do you want me there for that?
You're going to be there every boy. I don't think we're going to keep you away from the camera. How in the hell can that be? They have to put you in jail to keep you away from a camera. You want me there for that, Roy says. No, Roy, we don't want you there.
If the city sponsors a day, I bet we do.
Even. Yeah. Well, the mayor was going to be here, but he had something else to do. No, he didn't. Anyway, how's he doing? But, yeah, we're going to have Beth and Beth, and we're going to have a band, you know, and the color guard and things of that sort, because it's going to be veterans. Last year, we opened the fair, and there was Lily and I. Simon didn't even show up, did he?
Yeah, he sat off
the side because he didn't want to be on camera. But it was Lily and I.
And all the news reporters, and that was
all the news reporters, and there was nobody else there.
Yeah.
It looked really silly. It looked really silly.
Well,
so.
We need to get the young Marines or something, too. To
well, yeah, they're going to. This
the colors
is all going to be.
And,
it's going to be a pretty
good
size.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a good grand opening. So I think it's, you know, Tamara's got that all worked out.
We're trying to guilt him into buying a day.
Exactly. It's going to be just a little mini parade. With
the veterans admission.
Mm-hmm. To start it, going right down the Midway, you know, saying this is, you know, Dillsgate County Fair.
And Betts has already volunteered a day.
That sounds good.
This division has enough in their budget to do it.
Definitely.
Nice.
Community oriented.
Yep, and also it's the kickoff, kickoff's the right word, a recognition of the National Guard troop that's going to leave this October
they're
or September.
September.
They're deploying from here.
So we want to make sure they get honored.
Do they know where they're going?
Overseas.
I think they do.
Yeah. Overseas.
We're here. Canada's already good.
They said they could tell us, but they'd have to shoot us, so we just didn't ask any further.
I don't know where they're going, but they're learning Siri.
Yeah. They're training in the desert.
I can't tell you, but I know they're learning Siri.
What is it? What is that, like Pashto or something like that?
No, I'm talking over my head.
I don't know, you're
the veteran, not me. He's a veteran, I'm not.
And I don't have any inside track. If the courier happens to listen in, I'm just having fun on a Tuesday morning.
Yep. No, I have.
Please don't take me seriously, Scott.
Anyway. So, anyhow.
Yeah, but it's going to be, and I'll take the July KJO with those two factions.
So we're just, all set to go there. Just did June this morning, so you'll take July. We were talking about putting it back up on their agenda build for this and the joint meeting, really. Mm-hmm. And then putting the radio back up on the whiteboard so that we had some future reference points.
Well, I think for these, we really should be developing the agenda ahead of time so we can post it, too.
Maybe or this right here, we build it today for the future joint meeting.
Yeah.
But as something pops up, if Darren comes up with an idea for agenda build for the city, jots it down up there, and then we get 2 weeks out or something. I know you don't like it.
No,
but two weeks out, then we can decide whether to have that meeting.
We have to be careful that we're not putting notes up there. That it's essentially a daisy chain email if we're putting the note up there versus it's just building an agenda. It should be a staff point collecting those topics, and it'd be emailed to you guys.
But we are, we're trying to figure out if the city county in the council chambers quarterly. Sometimes we really don't have anything to talk about, and it's uncomfortable.
Well, and I had brought up to the mayor, too, the other night. I said, is it possible that you guys' normal stuff can go after we're done kind of thing with the joint portion? So, like, the agenda.
Well, we did that last time.
Kind of. Mm. No, it was first.
The agenda build
and stuff like that. Yeah. And then there were some things present, and then we left.
We can move
that. Yeah.
But it's kind of...
just let us out.
Yeah.
If there is, I mean, is the emergency management a quarterly update that you guys, it seems like right CDC and emergency management are kind of the quarterly topics.
Those are the two things that we have, jointly worked together on. So it's just been a given that that's what's been on the agenda.
There's always a possibility that there's nothing to report.
Right.
What did you guys think about your Alert Wildfire? Did anything come out of that for the city with the presentation?
On Monday?
Yeah.
We're going to wait and see what's going to happen with the state funding situation, which will probably be known in the middle of July, maybe towards the end of July. Yeah. And then we'll...
If they can get back together and talk. I know, right?
I am going to be... I heard Jay was trying to get together that meeting with the forester, and... our legal is saying we need to do it before the July 10th meeting, so I'm going to just make sure that we get that scheduled. So.
Yeah, he is. He's doing that. He sent me an email. I can't tell you exactly what it said at the moment.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Jay is trying to schedule it? Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
The benefits are huge for what it does.
What's that?
The wildfire.
Oh, yeah.
Wildfire alert. The benefits are huge, and I see it as really, really important. And with just three cameras in this valley, we cover the entire city of Grants Pass, as well as a significant portion of the county.
Okay, cameras for what? You're losing me.
Alert wildfire?
Alert wildfire.
So you're going to put one camera that's going to alert wildfires?
No, the state's got a program
that
is going to put them in all the fire-prone areas and have someone monitor them. And actually, local fire chiefs can get on it and move the camera, too, and look at stuff.
And the public can have access to
view it.
To view it.
Yeah. And so it's supposed to be...
They say they can detect a fire before someone by eye can do it. That they're already...
cable TV, if that's the case. Well, there's something to watch.
Does sound exciting.
They showed examples. I've seen them.
So how many cameras are you talking about? A dozen or so? Or
it depends. Some areas.
Depending on funding?
Depending upon funding and also support. It costs, if the tower already exists, it costs between $12,000 and $15,000 to install.
Per tower?
Per camera.
Per camera. But they're 360.
Yep.
Yeah.
And also, from that point on, it's about $12,000 a year to maintain.
Per camera?
Per camera.
Yeah.
But you're saying there's state money available for
that? Well, it's being proposed in the budget for $12 million as startup for the program.
The Oregon budget?
Oregon's budget, yes.
And primarily as a, what the state would be looking at needing is in-kind services from municipalities, from local governments, and the in-kind service that they'd be looking for is locations to place the cameras. Do you have a tower? Do you have a
utilize existing, if we yeah. have
existing infrastructure, especially towers that have
sense. Do we have to provide, can we provide the monitoring to that? Is it going to go through the 911 center? Or?
No, it goes through ODF.
Yeah,
it
goes through.
But Department of Forestry.
Or ODF, Oregon Department of Forestry, has their own dispatch center, especially in fire
that
season.
That out on Monument?
Off of there, yeah. So they have their own dispatch, and then our 911 is the backup in the evening time when they go to 24/7. So they transfer over the radios at night to our 911 center.
But so there'd be always somebody watching the gate.
I don't know who they have watching the cameras, but they have people watching the cameras.
Yeah, they do.
I do not believe it's dispatch. I believe it's somebody else.
I think it is, based on what George was saying. That's his name, the head guy.
I don't remember.
I remember seeing his face, and I just can't remember his name. But they do have people that switch out. They have rotation. They're in there for about a half hour.
More eyes has got to be good.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yes.
And do they have computers that can also alert?
But dispatch has other priorities.
They're building that software now, and that's part of the eventual. But it's and the idea of having more than one camera is that they're able to triangulate and find the exact position. With three cameras, you can be within 100 a ball field of where it is. Whereas if it's straight line,
I'm in favor of it if it goes to rapid response to put the damn. That lady called in today at KJO. She said we were there with buckets, we were there with shovels, and we put the fire out.
Which wasn't true.
Well,
right. I appreciate that they put out that little fire, but the 100-foot tree went up. I mean, it's one of those things that.
Right.
Yeah.
Could they? Did they have? Is there a man truck? Can we put pumps in the lake that they can fire up to use hoses? Why do we even go down that road?
Unless they're willing to go down the legal path.
Yeah.
Well, we provide the legal path for them, which
we have.
This is the
for
year.
2 months. We have been providing a legal path for
and
them.
And we're
to
not
go.
Really. If they have a legitimate fireworks show from a raft out in the middle of the thing,
that's certified it, and they take on the liability when they apply for their permits.
Yeah,
they take
you
on
have
their
your license and bonded pyrotechnic people like
correct.
They have down at Bowdoin. That's why if you can get fireworks on the Rogue River past the Oregon Marine Board and the Fish and Wildlife people,
what are you guys doing?
Crazy.
Well, and that's
for 4th of July.
That's what happens in 4th of July is they use like Super Bowl style fireworks and not the old school fireworks, so they don't have the spark. Production that I bet that's what you guys use on the river as well.
They have the big umbrellas.
No, it looks
stuff,
the same.
But
in fact, they have some more intense colors.
I think they use a shorter
uses.
Version.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't not go like you would way. Have.
Yeah.
At the Indianapolis 500, where you've got to shoot it up past the canopy of the thing and
have it fall back down on all the people watching. Yeah.
You know, those are I never got involved in. Russ Wright used to go get those fireworks in his 3/4-ton Chevy Ford pickup.
I used to go to the reservations in Washington,
oops.
You know, and we'd go. My friends owned a bayfront property with a dairy behind it, which was kind of fun. You'd have a, and so, and it's wet. I mean, the moisture in the air, it would be Island, Washington, you know, that kind of stuff. But we'd stop at the reservation, go around Deception Pass and drive the 2 hours down to the bottom of the thing and set them off over the water. You still could have idiots, you know, but we weren't drinking, we weren't, you know, and all that kind of stuff. But here, they have people that have tried to make it a good show out in Lake Selmec, but there's a level of, now you're going out in the lake, you're spending $20,000 to $40,000 on illegal activity, and we're just asking that you go through a legal mechanism to do that, and they didn't want to. Or they couldn't or wouldn't.
Right.
So we said no fireworks this year, so we have people concerned with that.
Mm.
But we should point out the fire district was involved in those conversations. It wasn't just the parks making that decision in a vacuum.
Right.
That was specifically with Chief Hoke and other community members out there.
They were getting afraid to go in.
Yeah,
they were getting hassled.
Dan, to answer your question, once fire is detected, information goes directly to first responders.
Yep. And then the decision
process.
I just want
to make sure the first responders are responding rather than setting up command centers and all of the above. That's a frustration.
So until they get big, the first responders are sent out a dispatch, and they are sent from all over, out of the dispatch centers.
Yep.
It's the command centers don't get set up until the fires get going at a level that it requires more than what dispatch can handle.
Yep.
So it's kind of an expanded system, but
yep.
They go. But I mean, like you'll hear Merv George say, for 2 days he was saying, send me resources to get out on the Klondike, and he didn't get any because they were routed to other things. So hopefully this year will be a different outcome.
Yes.
We had a conversation at ONC the other day because we had two people there from BLM, the regional director was there.
Hmm.
And you know, well, this and this and this. I said, you know, and then the decommissioned road thing came up. So, I said, you know, I don't mind you pushing up a berm of dirt in front of a road you don't want to use anymore. We're putting a rock or two there to keep people from using it and passing in four-wheel drive traffic and whatnot. But somebody should be able to use it as a walking trail. And I said, but you don't do that. You go in with a ripper and rip the road up, tear up all the culverts, take everything out, and completely decommission the road, and then can't figure out why you can't get to the fire. Go in there and find a certain amount of roads designated by the Oregon Department of Forestry, and put those roads back in and then block them off. I said, right now, and if you have to get in there, you walk an eight up there, push the dirt out of the way, and the fire trucks can go in and get to that fire and put it out, even if it's in a wilderness area, which we're getting more and more of.
Yeah.
Well, this is part of why the significance of the RS-2477 roads. You may have heard of that terminology before, but any roads that existed before 1977, we can mandate that they, under that regulation, that they have to keep them maintained.
But they've already ripped a bunch of those up.
I understand
that. They're not going to bring them back.
But if you can prove it was on the map and designated as an existing road, they have to keep at that level. The problem is,
they have to replace it.
Yes.
So they have to take
it. If you can prove it was there before 1977, and I asked all illegal to find the maps of our roads,
yeah.
I went down to the surveyor's office and said, "Can you show me anything? I can't get any documentation." I hadn't gone to the historical society yet to see if they have any maps, but prove it was there before 77. That's what
Let's
it
go
takes.
Hit the archives in the forestry department.
Definitely have to hit the archives.
I was going to say, somebody's got to have that. I've got pre-1977 maps that I used for deer hunting back then.
Well, and that's just it, is legal said they couldn't find any.
Oy.
So
there ought to be
but
something.
That's one of the rules on the books that can be enforced, RS-2477 roads, that if they existed, they have to maintain them.
And
I
want to
call
them
horsing, biking.
That isn't going back and recommissioning a road they've torn out. That's what I'm interested in. That's okay. Say, we'll maintain them from now on out if it was on there pre-77. But they've successfully ripped up those roads. All of them are gone.
Supposedly we can require that
they put them back?
Yes. But again, it doesn't do any good if there's no documentation of what was there.
Hmm. Well, and I can't believe in this day and age of health-conscious adventure seekers, we can't call them horsing, biking, and hiking trails. And block them off, like Dan said, and then just move two rocks when it comes.
If they have to get in there, fine. Push the dirt out of the way and go. Even if it's just a little fire tender behind a four-wheeler, not a raised ATV, or at least you're going to be there with something.
Mm-hmm. Something's got to
So I am meeting with the regional forester on Friday. He's only there for another month until the other one comes back. But still, as far as maintaining our intention that fires are put out immediately.
Yeah.
That's a big paradigm shift for a lot of people. Rather than let it burn.
Well, we could have done that years ago, but not now. To let it burn, because now we let it grow.
Yeah.
And it's,
well, I was talking to somebody yesterday,
yeah.
And
yeah.
This whole process started in the early 1900s, and they've had 100 years of fuel built up in a lot of places.
Right. I went to that mega fires thing. It was about 75% good and 25%.
I think another thing that's been is that you can't burn. Middle of wintertime, pouring down rain, oh, it's a no-burn day. That's when you should be burning those slash piles that you've collected all spring long. I'm cleaning my property up, and you get these big piles and say, I'm ready to light it off. They go, no-burn day.
Just pass some regulations to increase what you could do with prescribed burns in the off-season, so they're not as restricted. So Chief Chambers from Ashland.
What does that do for me as a property owner that's cleaned my own property? Not a prescribed burn, yeah. The Forest Service and whatnot.
And
they're doing their thing.
Yeah.
But what about me as a private property owner?
There's no enforcement of a private property owner burning on a no-burn day. It's a DEQ regulation. No one's enforcing it. There's no fire service in Josephine County to enforce it. If you want to burn on a no-burn day and violate the air quality...
You can't call the sheriff?
The sheriff cannot enforce it. It is a DEQ regulation. So if the state hires state police or somebody else to start enforcing it, but there's nobody that enforces burn day. It's just a matter of training people to listen to those regulations. Now, the city might be different because you have a fire service and you have a fire marshal.
Yes.
But in the county around Grants Pass, there is not a fire district. There's no fire regulation. If Illinois Valley has their own, Wolf Creek and Williams maybe, but all those areas that are in unprotected areas do not have a fire district. There is no enforcement of those burn days.
Let's burn them on. Let it burn then. Like I said, my frustration.
Now, a fire season is enforced by ODF.
No, that's fine. I'm
but
okay.
A non-fire
fire season. But if I can't do it during rainy weather that, to me, pouring down rain, no way this fire is going anywhere. I want to light it off and let it burn. I'm going to burn that slash pile of all the crap I've collected. I want to burn it down to nothing. And it looks like it's going to rain for 3 days, but I get that thing going. It's not going to go out until it's done its job. I'll keep pitchforking the stuff and it's gone. But if I collect it all spring and all winter long, cleaning my understory like I'm supposed to, like you keep telling me to, and I've got this thing, 50 yards from my house, and that right there is a fire hazard. And I can't get rid of it because you wouldn't let me. Now it's going
to
go up.
Well,
that
show
tree
up and
up?
Encourage people to put them out, but they have no authority to have somebody put it out in non-fire season. So
they don't know that.
I've had people challenge
Rural Metro.
So they don't do it.
I've had the conversations with folks. They say, thank you for the information. See you later. And Rural Metro has to leave. They have no authority. They're a subscription service.
Somebody tells me that I'm breaking a DEQ law, federal DEQ regulation, I'm going to think that there's going to be a fine somewhere. And you know different.
It's state,
But you know different, but they don't, and that's the mantra.
That's what I'm saying. It's been public education.
Put that out there, and everybody wants to follow the law. But I say change the law so that you can do that. Don't sit there and defend the law that it isn't enforceable. Do something about the law so I can do what I need to get done like you want me to
burn in the... Well, because I took a hike up Dollar Mountain the other day, and somebody made a bunch of burn piles up there. You guys must have had a contractor.
Yes, we do.
Them in the forest, and there's 10-foot piles and a piece of black plastic, and then a branch thrown on top to wait for the shoulder season or whatever.
Ready to burn. Yeah.
Looking good.
Yeah.
We're doing the whole border.
Yeah, and it opens up the view, too, off the trail, which is nice.
Good.
I was there for the trail maintenance day, and... They made that trail much better in a couple spots already, and it still needs some work.
Did you get poison oak?
No.
Wow. Like one of the
tried. I tried really hard. I wore pants, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew
better.
I just
have to look at somebody with poison oak, and I get it. So.
I know, right?
I saw arms and just the... it was bad.
Me too. That's why I didn't go.
No. I went, and I realized how old I was because they handed me a hoe.
Uh-huh.
And so I spent 4 hours hoeing while I'm walking up a mountain. That'll just tear you up.
Uh-huh.
I got home.
You got a new appreciation for the firefighters, don't you?
Oh, man.
I don't know how
they
do
it.
That. Uh-uh.
They're
guys
young.
And girls,
yep.
Yeah.
They're young and they aren't carrying an extra 40 pounds. easy to
ain't
do.
Or just on their pack,
well, I was
not on them.
Years old, I could do that all day too.
Yeah.
Go chase girls all night. It was no big deal.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else mutually going on.
Oh, I was going to ask about Allen Creek and one other thing. Can't remember the other thing. Allen Creek and your fire question to go on the ballot, fire district. How's that going?
We have a hearing July 10th.
Yeah, good. We have. I'm aware that there is a pact that's formed. That's going to promote the fire district.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So that's moving forward.
I'm a part of it.
Okay. Good. There you go.
So that was the thing I brought up with Aaron a few minutes ago, that we have to get that meeting with ODF before the July 10th hearing.
Yeah.
So I'll follow up with Jay and see where he's at with it.
Yeah, I haven't heard from him too. And I'll have him reach out to you.
He
also
might be trying to reach out to my staff to get it scheduled, but I haven't heard from him. And
okay. Yeah, I've got a note here. So
we got letters. Oh, never mind. That's separate. I'll talk to you later about that.
What was the other thing? Allen Creek. What's it take to move that one? Just, you guys have stuff to do, or is the project moving?
Yeah, the project's going to get moving since the jurisdictional change occurred.
Think they might be able to do it next year?
Transfer.
Well, not the transfer, but start the project.
No, jurisdictional transfer, not exchange.
Okay.
Oh, we're recording.
You're right.
We didn't get anything.
Yeah.
We didn't get it. There we go. We're giving and not receiving again. That's just the American
way.
Well,
that's the American way.
Government to government.
It's better to give than to receive.
Possibly.
Yeah, possibly.
Possibly, yeah.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, we do have to acquire a lot of right-of-way and stuff, so it's going to take some time to do that. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the irrigation
pipes. I'm thinking we're 2 years out before we start actually seeing anything.
Did you?
Okay.
My ass is, and I'm going to open a can of worms. Have you ever called Art Anderson and had him come in and give you a list of the actual requirements of what you need to do to maintain your funding over there?
Funding.
Be careful.
Funding for what?
For Allen Creek Road.
Allen Creek Road.
Mm-hmm. Has he given you a timeline or anything?
Like you have just that letter. Just that letter. We need to.
I didn't know whether Art Anderson has come in and we say, well, we got to do all of this stuff because to maintain the funding, we have to maintain the funding. Have you ever asked Art Anderson to come in and give you a report on what all is required to maintain this level of funding that you're getting from?
The only thing we got from that is a letter from Mike Baker stating when they were needing to know if we were actually going to move forward with the project or not. And that was supposed to be at the end of this fiscal year that we're coming.
And you've notified him now that...
Yeah, that we're moving forward with the project.
Okay.
So...
Anything else?
We hammered Art pretty hard on the third rail out there. The third.
Yes, and some movement.
There's some movement on it, and
a little
I think
bit.
What? Really? Yeah. Well, what it amounted to is that I think he was leaning towards what I heard, and I don't always hear right. But what I heard was, we need to tie that to a project. Would you all be interested in bringing Alternative A? Alternative A is still a project with ODOT. It just kind of put on hold because we said we didn't want to do that part of it. Alternative A is still a project. So if we were to say, and I think he said, would you be interested in bringing Alternative A back to the surface? And I would be willing to do that in name only because I think we mentioned to him, we've already done, Michael Black took care of that intersection. He goes, well, we like to go in front of the intersection downstream. Well, we've already, as a city, has already done three projects downstream of that intersection and taken care of that element of it. So I'd like the thing reviewed, but leave it as Alternative A, if that's what they want to call it, in order to include the two commuter lanes in Alternative A. I think it's what he is saying,
bring it back as a mechanism.
To bring it back, Alternative A, and for a complete relook at it, we could include those lanes in it, and possibly that would be the way to go.
Because those lanes were included in it, in alternative A, they just didn't go because that didn't
They wanted a frontage road through the fairgrounds, not their lane, not the traffic lane, but they wanted another road to go right down through.
Aaron, what is the status of your transportation update? The master plan, transportation master plan.
It's moving along. We're in the public information gathering standpoint and getting people on board for that. So, but it's still months out.
So I heard, I mean, is there a way to, I think part of it is not knowing where to plan for that bridge that was said it wasn't going anywhere, but maybe is back in the plan.
It's back in the plan. Again, this is just a draft recommendations.
It's
back in the plan, and it's in that
same... And separately, there's something about a walking bridge further down?
That same location. That was something that was also mentioned.
Okay. I guess...
But again, this is all draft form stuff, so I don't have much to say about it.
But from our standpoint, as we're looking at some stuff at the fairgrounds, we're looking at... things with Lathrop that how do we plan for if you guys have a plan that we're not talking with our plan?
We need to come at some point in time, put it on the same piece of paper.
Well, I'd be more than happy to give you a draft of what we have to take a look at. But again, it's draft form.
Electronic, please.
Yeah. I don't know if you want the whole thing or if you just want, or if you're just more interested in, is there a fourth bridge? Where does it touch down? That kind of thing. I can get you some of that information.
Yeah, that'd be nice. I heard it was still there at Allen Creek and Lincoln Road. Right?
It is.
Yeah. But I'm looking at where it comes across Allen Creek, and I don't think it's going to affect what we're getting ready to do.
Right. Unknown. Yeah.
On the conversation for the. I think we can knit it into the alternative A if we were to say, okay, I always thought, and this is just an idea, I always thought when alternative A went that I would have loved to have seen the entrance to the fairgrounds be abandoned off of 199 and move it over to going through where OSU Extension Service is and bring it in off of Ringgit and tee into the Midway.
Yeah.
With it there and a really nice entrance to the fairgrounds with trees along it and all this stuff like a boulevard access. And I think then we could still develop on both sides of that. Mm-hmm. But put that in the alternative A, and I think they would love to get that off of 199.
Yeah.
They figured it was going to go away when they did away with the fairgrounds exit. But I'd love to get it off of there, and then you would have a traffic control device at Ringgit, or people could turn around and go down West Park again.
That would be a pretty big give on the county's part.
It would, but I think we don't. If you look at what that is, I think it could be. I think it could really accentuate. I think whatever that is, it would make it look better. I think it would change the whole complexion of our Fairplex rather than it being coming off of that busy highway. That's a string bean. And then it would also clear that lane as truly a commuter lane rather than, gee, I gotta wait for somebody to pull out or pull into the fairground. We could have them turn at Ringgit and go in. So that I would just love to see that. If I am not here a year and a half, 2 years from now when we decide to start doing things like that, I'd like that to be put into the alternative A thing, because I think ODOT would look at that as a plus.
I think that's good.
That's one of the gifts that I think.
And look, nice thing about that is that they coming east on Redwood Highway, they could turn left onto Ringgit.
Onto Ringgit, get in.
And get in. Right. Whereas now it's
and now you got to make that button hook around the gas station.
So I think it's key that our fairgrounds master plan get done as well to determine what can happen in that process.
Right.
But if there is a bridge going in, it does impact some of our projects, and so we want to just make sure that we're.
And I've got a deal that goes clear back into the 50s. It's a book of plans, a kind of a transportation plan from the 50s, and it shows the third bridge up there right where it is now. So it's clear back in the 50s. They were talking about that. That shows I-5 before I-5 was even built. It's a pretty interesting document.
Doesn't happen to have roads from...
I was going to look at it. Maybe it has some roads in it. I would be almost willing to guarantee...
Way to bring in the joke from earlier.
You could get a hold of Rand McNally or somebody that makes the road maps and say, hey, do you have this in a microfiche or something? Oh, yeah, we'll reprint you that map. But find something. I've got maps from clear back when I was deer hunting that show every little numbered road there is.
Well,
I'll look, I'll dig through my archives. The mice haven't beaten it up.
I was dealing with those yesterday.
What's that?
I got mice.
Do you? I do too. They chewed up another set of Nikon binoculars, and we're at war now.
Yeah, we're
DEFCON 4.
I sent two of those big rat traps.
No, DEFCON 4 is nothing. DEFCON
is it the other one?
I sent two of those big rat traps. I didn't get what tripped it. Put it this way.
Play a game?
I didn't get everything that tripped it, but I got body parts of what tripped it. Yeah.
We had a partial capture.
A couple of boys that are not feeling
good. One of mine was activated this morning, but I didn't see any body parts.
Yeah.
Well, I am curious though if there does need to be follow up with Art Anderson, because he and I talked at the bridge rededication, the sign dedication.
Yeah.
And he mentioned there was a co-op of sorts, a transportation co-op that involved locals, including business community over in Jackson County, that was quite effective, and that he wondered if we would be interested in that. So that was why he was supposed to come. I'm glad you guys talked Third Lane with him. But I said, Art, come to our next meeting and tell us about this co-op.
Wade, I've asked Wade to get research that and give us some information and bring it to us at some point when he's ready, so we can maybe start our own. And there is a follow-up with Art that we're looking at. And if you haven't been approached, I think one of you may be approached. Rob Brandis, Jason Kennedy, maybe the mayor. Maybe myself, ODOT, is going to get together and have another follow-up meeting based on the recommendations that we were talking about at the last meeting. So
yeah, invite one of us, Mr. Transportation over here. Yep.
Okay, so yeah, so it's in the works. The follow-up is in the works.
Okay.
Very good. Have you heard anything on the South By Landscape Plan? Seen a draft?
I have not seen a draft, no.
No.
You'd be better off asking for a draft of the fourth bridge than you
would. Right now it's going from spring green to summer desert. We're changing our landscape, just changes
with the season.
It goes from here to the Arizona modern, and then it'll get towards the end of the year it'll be into New Mexico modern. And then into just plain old Baja. The Baja Peninsula.
Anything but paint it green.
They're watering. It's getting water.
Yeah.
In some locations.
To be honest with you, I think, coming north, I went to Eugene yesterday, and their mowing program is really doing well.
Oh, the perimeter, the edge of the freeway right away.
Also tearing down trees on the edge of the freeway.
Yeah, yeah.
I noticed that too. There's a lot of cutting in there.
Just in time for that Douglas storm.
I think the main thing that I keep hearing about is all the humply bumplies at all the intersections, and they said they're not going to do anything about that because if they touch it at all, to maintain it, they've got to go back and do all the ramps.
Yep, ADA.
Yeah, and I disagree with that. Right now, you send a guy across that ramp at Beacon by Abbey's, that wheelchair is going to fall in that hole, and you're going to have a guy tipped over in the middle of the intersection. It's off camera to begin with. He's going to be tipped over in the middle of Beacon Drive. You're going to try and figure out, and you're going to justify that by saying, we weren't going to fix that because of the ADA ramp.
I'm glad I have a 4x4 truck.
It is. It's pretty lumpy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Those are the entrances to our city.
Yeah.
That left-hand lane where you come down underneath the overpass there
from
on
the north.
Schoolville, there is a bump that big.
Yep.
And you, when you get up to the thing, but that does that look like we're a town you want to move to that can't maintain that? And it's not ours; it's theirs. And it's just get in there one night with a grinder, grind that off. What in the heck is wrong?
Yeah,
absolutely not. We've got to do the whole nine yards if we do any of them.
The Bureau.
And those people out there don't believe that. That's not their tax. Yeah. That's not their highway dollars at work. And we're going to raise 21 cents a gallon just because we want to. Where are you going to go?
Yeah.
It ain't going to be to fixing this.
Yeah.
It isn't going to be. Sorry, I didn't mean to use the word ain't.
Well, it's modern colloquialisms.
Yeah.
Hi.
In my spell checker.
Right.
Pardon?
In my spell checker. A Y N T apostrophe.
Oh, man.
Anything else that...
No, it should be fun to watch the state capitol for next week or so.
Oh, I was thinking World Cup.
Did you see on see on Facebook that, you know, what the statue on top of the capitol is? A logger.
Uh-huh. Logger. Well, I do know he faces north. He doesn't look down here.
Not east?
No.
Golden doesn't face east.
Faces north, though.
His head faces also, the ocean. His body's facing north.
That Great American Race is supposed to be. A friend of mine's got a...
Tomorrow night.
Yeah.
He's involved with a car that's in fifth place right now.
Wonderful.
He called this morning from...
Yeah, they've got me there. They want me there.
Newport Beach, and then probably meeting down there tomorrow.
We're for gonna some time, I don't know.
The guy.
That's cool.
That's great. I'll see you down there then for sure. Yeah. That's going to be exciting. From 5 o'clock on, you're going to have every minute there's going to be a bunch of cars coming in.
They say, wow, they'll all bunch up. No, they won't. They lose points. Leave a point every minute, and when they get to the other point, they're supposed to be there by the minute. Closer to the second they can get there, the more points they get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a pretty interesting deal. He said the car there got is a 1905, I think.
Oh, that's great. That is great.
So far, he said they predates, said this morning he thinks they're everything. In fifth place.
How old is Rick Riker's family car?
Oh, his is 1800s.
Yeah, it's 1893 or something.
1893, the Riker Electric. He's going to take it down there just to putt around in it. I worked on that thing. You'd be interested to hear an electrician. And he says, how in the heck does this work? I said, well, let me show you.
So just as a heads up, there was a request from some citizens in Merlin about us addressing fireworks on 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
And so Chief Johnson... with Grants Pass, ODF, Sheriff, myself, Rural Metro, all were kind of communication the last few days about trying to put out a joint press release encouraging people to use...
Be responsible.
To not be shooting stuff off. So they're working on that right now as a attempt to keep things going.
Amazing, that's coming up. Wow.
I know, that's really
next
quick.
Next week.
Yeah.
Well, and here we are. We've been talking about summer fire season, and unfortunately, here we are. Already cranked up to moderate, and I see some rain coming, and I'm looking for that lightning going, no.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah, thunderstorms
no.
tomorrow. Or no, it's today.
No, it's
after
just
11?
Rain. It didn't say thunderstorms on my stuff yet.
Oh, I heard thunderstorms.
It's been a couple, 3 months now, but Julie Smeltzer called me on a Saturday, and she had somebody in her office or in her presence. And he is with a university out of the Bay Area. And then also the guy from Oregon State is very interested in the lightning rod program and starting a research deal on the lightning rod concept.
And anything you can do with Oregon State research, the better when it comes to the fire, because the governor's fire council has dictated that OSU will be the only research point that we're accepting. So you're not bringing in from other places.
Doug Toomey gave a nice presentation to us yesterday.
Who did?
Doug Toomey. He's the director of the up at OSU, the
Extension Service?
No. He's the director of the research lab.
Oh,
that might be the guy I talked to. He says, I've met you before. And I said, you have? I think it was at County College, and I never had any real good. Yeah. They didn't like me at County College.
That's what made you memorable.
Oh, yeah, I think so. But no, he was definitely interested.
He's in charge of Shake Alert and Wildfire Alert.
That may be the guy. So
projects.
We'll see how that works out. I think it's a good idea. Darren thinks it's a good idea.
Yep, I'm in.
I think we could get something going on there. Wow.
Yeah.
We good?
Right.
I think we're good.
We're good.
All right.
Nice to see you all again.
We can be in. Adjourned at 11:55.